All right. This is James Comer, the Deputy Executive Director, and this is an in-person meeting in the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners Management Committee, with telephonic access being provided as an additional means of access to the public. I'd like to introduce someone from the IT department to give a little bit more information.
IT?
All right, well, we can just state for a general rule, everybody can mute themselves if you're listening in. This will be available for on our website after the fact once it's recorded. For any other questions, can direct it to us. Turn it over to Chris, legal meetings information.
Good afternoon. This is Chris Henry. I'm a senior counsel of Rhode Island Housing. Members of the public can visit the Rhode Island Housing website to view today's agenda and to go over what we'll be voting on, information on the actions, and information on the actions being taken. If this teleconference is interrupted for any reason, we will stop the meeting and attempt to restore audio before proceeding. Committee Chair Deborah Goddard will preside over today's meeting, and commissioners, staff, and guests, please state your name prior to speaking. I will now turn the meeting over to the committee chair to call the meeting to order.
Good afternoon. This is Deborah Goddard calling to order. Carol, roll call.
I can do a roll call, certainly. Commissioner Weber?
Here.
Commissioner Goddard?
Here.
And Commissioner Craven?
Here.
Designate. Thank you.
Okay, first order of business, minutes of the management committee meeting held on September 8th, 2025. I have a motion.
Seconded, Rob.
Any comments, questions, edits? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
That is unanimous. Moving on to recommendation for approval amendment to charitable and civic donation policy. James?
Certainly. Rhode Island Housing's current policy on charitable and civic donations was adopted November 19, 2015, and establishes thresholds for the executive director's approval of expenditures related to attendance at community partner events. Under our current policy, the executive director may approve expenditures of less than $100 per admission, provided that the aggregate expenditures for 1 month do not exceed $2,000. Expenditures exceeding these thresholds require prior board approval. In the intervening 10 years since this was adopted, it will shock you to note, things have gone up in price. And so we are recommending an increase to those limits, the per admission cap for the executive director approval from $100 to $250, and the monthly aggregate cap from $2,000 to $3,000. To ensure continued transparency and oversight and consistency with the Rhode Island Quasi-Public Corporations Accountability and Transparency Act, staff will also provide the Board of Commissioners with quarterly reports summarizing charitable and civic donations approved or requested for approval or ratification. Happy to answer any questions.
I have a motion.
So moved, Rob.
Second?
Oh, any questions?
Second. Welcome.
Yep, second, Rebecca.
Any comments or questions?
Thanks.
I think this is Commissioner Goddard. I think it's very reasonable. No particular. All in favor?
Aye.
That was unanimous. Recommendation for approval of external charitable donations and contributions, retroactive and ongoing.
Thank you. This is James Comer again. This is following on our regular practice of going to the board to approve charitable donations and contributions. This particular action will deal with a number of contributions that we're catching up on that have happened over the course of the year that we have not brought forward to the board until this point. It is for events with Rhode Island Mortgage Bankers Association, Crossroads, Foster Forward, actually two with Rhode Island Mortgage Bankers Association, Housing Network of Rhode Island, and another one with Crossroads. They are occurred over the course of the past year from January through September, and in aggregate total $1,670.91 submitting these for approval by the management committee.
Do I have a motion?
Seconded, Rob.
Any questions or comments? This is Commissioner Goddard. My only comment would be perhaps not to take so long to come for.
That is indeed a good comment. These couple of them may have slipped past us, but we are on top of it going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, James.
I have one quick question.
Certainly.
Request for action, the attachment B, it cited $2,750.91.
Sorry. I only have...
My fault for only catching it early in the table.
No, I got to look at that. I apologize because I have an attachment A. It says $1,671, but I did not do the math myself, so...
Yeah.
It looks like the math is correct, but resolution.
I'm sorry. I came across it this morning. I should
have. Oh, yeah. No problem. And resolve it. Should be 1670.91. So we'll make that adjustment before the board meeting. Thank you. Good pickup, Rebecca.
All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Thank you. 4, recommendation for approval to FY 2026 Michael S. Van Leesten Memorial Awards Program funding.
Thank you. This is again James Comer. This awards program honors the life and work of Michael Van Leesten, born and raised in Providence. He's dedicated to improving the lives of Rhode Islanders through his leadership in business, civil rights activism, and public service. As the founder and executive director of the Opportunities Industrialization Center of Rhode Island, created programs offering career coaching, job training, and support for small businesses and urban communities. He's also a former chair of Rhode Island Housing and held leadership positions with the NAACP, Urban League, and Black Heritage Society. This request for action contemplates the award of 2 $5,000 scholarships for students at Rhode Island College pursuing academic degrees related to the housing field. We have partnered with Rhode Island College over the past 4 years to offer these scholarships, and the institution has created a Michael S. Van Leesten Scholarship Fund from which awards will be made to eligible students. These scholarships will be given out in late spring, early summer. This RFA is for $10,500, which incorporates a 5% gift fee to Rhode Island College, which all donors have to pay.
Do I have a motion?
So moved, Rebecca.
Second, Rob.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
That was unanimous. Recommendation for approval of engagement of consultants to conduct a lean process improvement for the design and construction department.
Thank you. This is, again, James Comer. Rhode Island Housing's design and construction team is a key component of the development process and something which differentiates us from other HFAs in terms of how we manage this. We supervise the progress of new construction rehab projects across all of our programs, monitoring, making sure all state and federal regulations are followed, all agreements between Rhode Island Housing developers and contractors are met, and through this engagement, we look to, as always, be on the kind of the best practices that we can possibly do and make the process as easy as possible for our partners. This is to bring on a contractor to assess how the design and construction team can better meet the needs of our partners, facilitate a process of creating and preserving affordable housing more efficiently and in a shorter time frame. Some areas of interest will include cost containment, our guidelines and requirements, process improvements, and if there are roadblocks within this process to doing it most efficiently. The final product will be a report summarizing these findings and providing recommendations on how to streamline and enhance the efficiency of the design and construction team's work. I want to be clear because I think it's important to say publicly this is not an indication of where we find to be anything failing with the design and construction team. It's more just, you know, it's worthwhile looking at all of our processes with a sharp eye and bringing in somebody with some expertise to doing this. So we're very excited about what may come of this. We, in October, released an RFP to our roster of lean process improvement consultants that have been previously approved by the board. We received 3 proposals. A selection committee comprised of executive and development staff reviewed these responses and scored them. Turner and Townsend's proposal was responsive to all the elements requested in the RFP, and they were the higher scoring proposal. It was competitively priced and presented a thoughtful approach to the scope of work. They have a lot of relevant experience, and the timeline for this engagement is approximately 9 weeks. The committee recommends engaging Turner and Townsend for an amount not to exceed $109,625.
Motion.
So moved. This is Rob.
Second, Rebecca.
Comments or questions?
Great work. I'm excited to see the outcome.
Yes.
Should be very interesting.
Thank you. Yes. Commissioner Goddard, you know this is something that's near and dear to my heart, so I'm glad we're doing it. I think it's going to be the only way to, with an outside facilitator, to get honest input from our partners. 9 weeks seems tight. It's the greatest time of year, so I would hope that we give it enough time to gather that input over this time of year.
Yeah, we anticipate starting after the first of the year and getting through the holidays and all that first, certainly.
Any other comments or questions? All in favor?
Aye.
That was unanimous. Finally, recommendation for approval of property land bank guidelines.
This is Ben Frost speaking. As you may know, in this 2025 session, the General Assembly created a surplus property land bank program within Rhode Island County, which enables us to receive by purchase, donation, or transfer surplus state properties as well as from other public entities and nonprofit entities, also by donation from for-profit entities. These properties are to be held within a subsidiary of Rhode Island Housing, which we indicated should be the Housing Development Corporation. We developed guidelines for the program in consultation with the Executive Office. Acquisitions would be limited to the appraised value of the property if we're not able to receive by donation. And anything in excess of $1 million would require board action. I'll note an error in the memo where it says that would require approval by the Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation Board of Directors. That should read Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners. The resolution and the guidelines are correct. Any proceeds from the sale of properties by the land bank would revolve back into the land bank. We recommend adoption of the or approval of these guidelines. Happy to take any questions.
Do you have a motion?
So moved, Rebecca.
Seconded, Rob.
Questions or comments?
I have a question. This is Rebecca. Ben, how is the land bank function capitalized in the first place? Like, is it just coming out of Rhode Island Housing Proceeds? Is it coming out of the development corporation?
As indicated in the guidelines, up to $5 million would be allocated to that from a source yet to be determined.
Okay. So that $5 million is capitalized. I had a question about that, too.
Yep, this is Kara, correct. It'll be up to $5 million. We will look at, as a financing source, we prefer not to have to borrow money to capitalize this, so we'll look at our current operations to see if we're able to capitalize it from there.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it. That explains it.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Any other business? Hearing none, I have a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Rob.
Second, Rebecca.
All in favor?
Aye.
There we go. Thank you.
Thank you.